At 18F Technology Development Group at the General Services Administration, it went from being a high-flying bunch of whiz kids to a money-losing boondoggle hiring scores of people it can't support. One observer says, let's slow down and put 18F in perspective. Tom Van Antwerp is director of IT for the Tax Foundation. He joins me now with why it might be premature to deep six 18F. And Tom, good to have you on.
Oh, it's good to be here, Tom. Thank you for having me.
And you're just a guy in Washington who is interested in leading-edge IT and read the Inspector General report from GSA about 18F and decided to weigh in.
That's correct. When I read the report, what I saw was some serious concerns over whether 18F was going to be able to recoup its losses. But I also saw that its losses were, in the context of the larger federal government, quite small. And as a technologist, I'm a web developer and an IT person. I've seen a lot of the work that 18F has done, and it's very high-quality work. And I think the federal government would have spent a lot more on what they got from 18F had they gone to outside contractors.
And you ran some numbers and came up with some interesting percentages to kind of put the whole $18 million, $33 million they've lost in perspective.
That's correct. Since 18F's inception, their losses have been 0.00027% of all federal expenditures. So compare that to the average American household in 2015, that's 15 cents of what that household would have spent. So it's honestly not even worth thinking about in terms of if we need to reduce federal expenditures, where do we begin?
And how did you come to know about 18F in the first place? Because it is something of an inside government phenomenon.
Well, 18F has done a pretty good job of marketing themselves within the technology community. So I've encountered them at conferences and on websites that programmers frequent, like myself. And this is something that they were criticized for in the Washington Post, that they spent a lot of time on branding. And I don't think that that was actually a bad thing for them to do, because they have been able to create a lot of name recognition that has helped them to get a lot of the quality programmer talent that they've been looking for from Silicon Valley.
Because the federal government does have a reputation of being somewhat stodgy when it comes to IT and keeping open and maintained systems of COBOL and so forth, all these millions of lines, decades after maybe they should have been retired. So from your standpoint, it must look like 18F is just what everybody needs.
Exactly. I think 18F has done a really great job of positioning themselves as, well, let's say a hip version of working for IT and government. And they've been able to do that both through their branding, through blog posts explaining what they do, and by keeping all of their projects open source and available on a website called GitHub, where programmers can come look at code, share code, and even contribute. And I've had the opportunity, actually, to contribute to a couple of 18F's projects that were out in the open. I saw something where I felt like I could make a positive change to the code, submitted my changes to them, they reviewed it and approved it.
Well, tell us more about that. What was the language involved, and what was the general vicinity or the application that was for which this code was worked?
Well, it was a pretty simple process. I was actually looking at one of their websites where they post open guidelines. I believe this one was about their onboarding processes. And I noticed that just something on the website was a little bit out of alignment. And as a programmer, I have a tendency to poke around. So I took a look at their code. I saw what it was trying to do and why it wasn't quite working. I was able to create a copy of their website for myself to play with, make some fixes, and very quickly said, hey, guys, here's some changes I made because I saw a little problem. This is what these changes do. They looked at it and said, yes, this looks good. Thank you for your help. And then they made it part of the website.
We're speaking with Tom Van Antwerp. He's director of IT for the Tax Foundation in Washington. And let me ask you a little bit about the environment. You are clearly familiar with the open source strategies and cultures, and probably also with agile development. In Washington, what is the market like for people like you, where you're so far from Silicon Valley, surrounded by the government and all its influence? But the nonprofit world is pretty big here, too, in terms of programming.
It's definitely different. I think it's a lot of culture is different here. And probably in the D.C. area, you're going to see a lot more large government-funded IT projects. And traditionally, that differs a lot from the Silicon Valley methodologies, more agile development. I think that's changing a lot. I think 18F is one of the examples of an agency that's pushing for more agile development versus a traditional waterfall approach where you try and plan everything out in the beginning and then just execute on that plan. The problem with the waterfall approach is that maybe you learn in the middle of doing things that something you initially thought would work isn't going to, but it doesn't really allow for changing the plan as you go and learn.
And how prevalent is that, would you say, the agile versus the waterfall in the nonprofit part of the DC scene?
I think nonprofits probably wouldn't be able to say that they implement agile or waterfall. I think most nonprofits would outsource their IT to a contractor just because they don't have the budgets to have in-house people. I'm fortunate that I work for a nonprofit that sees IT as an important investment, and we want to keep a lot of that in-house. But I totally understand that there are a lot of nonprofits for whom that's just not a reality.
You might want to review for us the Tax Foundation just in terms of its mission and how big it is.
Sure. The Tax Foundation, we're one of the oldest think tanks in the nation. We were founded in 1937, and we work on tax policy, trying to figure out the best ways that we can fund the government in ways that aren't going to pick winners or losers or cause a lot of economic distortions. So we're about 25 to 30 people, fluctuates a bit, and we have revenues of about $4 million in this past year. So we're not a very large think tank, but we're certainly growing, and I'm happy that we're able to have some IT in-house to support everyone. And I pride myself on our ability to do that. And a lot of think tanks don't have that ability.
And you also point out, getting back to 18F, that you kind of like the idea that they just do work instead of spend a lot of time on some of the processes and procurement cycles that the rest of the government seems to spend a lot of time on.
That's right. When I dug into the Inspector General's report on 18F, they had spent a lot of time working on projects for other agencies before they had any formal agreements in place, which seems to me like a pretty serious problem. But as I read more, the Inspector General, he sort of asked them, why are you doing this? And the main response that he got was, it takes us a month or 2 months to get any formal agreement in place. So it's waste a month or 2 months doing all of this paperwork, possibly even losing that particular job with the agency, or just go ahead, figure out what needs to be done, and get started, and the agreement will be done when it's done.
And we should point out that in your blog, that you point out that you have no connection whatsoever with 18F other than this exchange of code in the open source area. But it sounds like a place you would consider joining if the circumstances came up. Not that you're looking for a job.
Right.
No, don't mean to imply that.
I think they've done a really good job of positioning themselves as the kind of place that a programmer would want to work in government. I have trouble thinking of many other places where it's obvious as a programmer that would be a good federal agency to go. 18F is probably the premier destination.
But you're happy at the Tax Foundation.
That I am.
All right. Tom Van Antwerp is self-described designer, programmer, and subversive. He's also the IT director at the Tax Foundation. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
And we'll post a link to his blog and to more about 18F at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.